Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk. All right, welcome back to the Sports Stop. Obviously, we are going to recap the Patriots and Cardinals game, and it's sort of hard to do this recap because of, you know, some of these standalone games they're not great. Obviously the Patriots and Cardinals game was okay, but it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like a really good game. It was just an okay game. Obviously I've talked about in the weeks past, the Patriots just horrible to watch offense, and the Cardinals are dysfunctional. Now it's fun to talk about a dysfunctional team, but at the end of the day, it's still boring. Because they're not going to be good. So we'll start off with the Patriots. Obviously, in the first half, it was all about the Cardinals. It was all about the Cardinals as they scored all of their points in the first half with two field goals and a James Conner rushing touchdown. So obviously, they were looking good in the first half. Now, the first quarter, neither offense could get anything going. So it was basically just a back and forth punt fest, and that's what we saw. But like I said, second quarter, Cardinals came out and scored first, and then it was kind of a back and forth in the second quarter. It was a good, you know, show to watch for a quarter. But obviously Lamondre Stevenson went down, so that was the Patriots' best offensive player by a mile. He's gone. So if you have him in your fantasy team, I'm sorry, and hopefully he's not too bad. He had an ankle injury. It didn't seem, you know, really severe. He's questionable, so we'll see what, you know, his status is for the next week. But yeah, it was a decent first half overall. Going into the second half, we had the, you know, Cardinals really struggle on offense, particularly when Kyler Murray went down. That really sucked to see Kyler Murray went down. And it's just further evidence that, you know, smaller quarterbacks get injured more. And Kyler Murray has a, you know, he now has year in and year out, every single year he's been in the NFL, you know, week 12 and on, he's gotten injured and he's gotten dinged up and he's gotten, you know, rattled a little bit. And now last night, I wouldn't really put that on him, as it was a non-contact injury. I watched the replay a couple times over, and he wasn't close to anybody. He was a couple yards away from the nearest defender, and it's really concerning if I was a Cardinals fan, because it was a non-contact injury, and looks like it's going to be on his knee, because they're doing MRIs as of Tuesday on his knee. So it's really concerning to see what's going to happen with Kyler Murray, particularly as he's in the first year of his, like, I want to say it was a 4-year deal or a 5-year deal. So we'll see what happens with Kyler Murray, but prayers up to him, and hopefully it's not too bad of an injury. He's probably going to be put on IR if I had to guess. So Colt McCoy is going to be, you know, the starter for the rest of the year. It's not that big of a change for the Cardinals, because they're not going to make the playoffs. They weren't going to make it with Kyler Murray. So it kind of just ended their season short. But we'll see what happens with Kyler Murray. So obviously it sucks to have that happen. DeAndre Hopkins, he didn't get injured, but he did have a little bit of a rough game. He had that fumble, which led to a Patriots scoop and score. So that really, you know, kind of capped off the game for the Patriots and kind of got them rolling. So, you know, once that happened, game was over. Even though it was 20-13, you just kind of felt like the game was over at that point. And it was. So once Kyler Murray went down, scoop and score happened. It was all about the Patriots in the second half. And, you know, what are you going to do about it? So that's just kind of my recap of the game. Neither team played a great game, but they didn't play a bad game. Obviously the Cardinals, we kind of expected, you know, this to happen with the team this year, with between Marquise Brown getting in trouble, you know, right after he got traded to the Cardinals, the whole offseason drama with Kyler Murray, then DeAndre Hopkins getting suspended, you just kind of had the feeling that unless you were a Cardinals fan, this was going to happen. And I think Cliff Kingsbury could potentially be gone after the year. And we could potentially see a new head coach in Arizona, and maybe he'll get more out of Kyler Murray next year, but we don't know. We really don't. It's sort of a weird thing that the Cardinals are in right now, because you fire Cliff Kingsbury, you hire a new coach, but the problem is it's not an attractive job, honestly. It's probably one of the least attractive jobs in the NFL. You know, you have Kyler Murray, who calls out his coach every other week, it seems like, and he's kind of just, Kyler Murray's a weird individual. And then you have a roster that in potentially 2 years, it could get blown up. If this doesn't work, it could get blown up. You know, DeAndre Hopkins he's good, but he's not the same player that he was 2-3 years ago, because he's getting old. Marquise Brown's a good receiver, but they're probably going to overpay him. So you have an overpaid wide receiver who's small. J.J. Watt's old. They're paying him big money. Buda Baker, he's a good player, but, you know, he's not a top tier defensive player. And then what else do you really have? You have James Conner. He's a decent running back. He's solid, but it's kind of the fact that the Cardinals have decent pieces, but it's not a team that, oh my God, they're one piece away from really taking that next step. And I think that's what they did with the Marquise Brown trade, and I think it was a mistake. They gave up a lot for Marquise Brown, and they thought they were a piece away, but they're not close, honestly. They're not very close. They have good pieces around the roster, but not great pieces. So if this doesn't work out with this next coach in the next 2-3 years, the Cardinals could be back to a, you know, mediocre team. And if they trade Kyler Murray, which that's not off the table, then it could get blown up, you know, in the next 3 years. So that's just my takeaway from the Monday game. Obviously, it wasn't a great game. If you watched it, it was okay. But honestly, the Manning cast was better than the game itself, with Ben Simmons, Joe Burrow, and I'm forgetting the last guest. But anyways, hope you guys had a great Monday and have a great week moving forward. Appreciate you guys for listening. Obviously, if you want to, you know, see more of what I talked about on, you know, written form, I have this on the blog and on social media, Instagram, TikTok, all that, if you want to go check it out. Appreciate you guys for listening, and peace.